And then he tells Paul, he says, my grace is sufficient. My strength is made perfect. He said, I will glory in infirmities and needs and strength, whatever you need, that the power of Christ might rest upon you. See, I know that whatever I do, whatever, however good or not so good it is, it's by the grace of God. I have that power. I have that encouragement. I have that understanding that I could not stand here and speak to you if it was not for the grace of God. That's a strength for me because I'm not a real out front person. I'd rather stand behind the baptismal curtain and speak through a microphone. I don't like to be seen. I don't like attention at parties. I don't like that. People have different personalities. Some like it, man. They're party on. Put as many candles in the cake as you can get in there. Light it up. Bring it on. I like the gift wrapping better than the gifts. I know there's something wrong with me, but you pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. My grace is sufficient. I said, okay, God, it's sufficient. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. The next time I got up in the pulpit, the pastor had me come for a Wednesday. Had me fill the pulpit. I could speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 God was wrestling with this boy. He said, you ain't doing nothing because you're so whatever. What you're doing is by the grace of God. My grace is sufficient. Your strength will only take you so far. Come on. Your love will only take it so far. I may have had your love go as far as it can go sometimes. I mean, that's it. You're on my last nerve. And that nerve was in the trunk. Amen. I don't have any more love. I'm done. That's where agape love comes in. Unconditional love. Woo. Human love is conditional. You love me, I love you. You don't like me, I don't like you. You hate me, I hate you too.